Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We've had a friend for a long time in the fight to protect unborn children, Mark Crutcher, with a group named Life Dynamics out of Texas. Some of the shows we've done with Mark over the years have titles on our website at kgov.com, like Abortion Industry Covering for Pedophiles. And another, You Can Die in There, Says Marla. I Did, speaking about abortion clinics. Another, Abortionists and Pro-Choice Men Raping and Murdering Women. And then Mark Crutcher on Abortion Violence Against Women. It is an honor to have Mark back on the show. Mark, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
It's my pleasure, sir. Thank you for calling me.
So years ago, in fact, it was 11 years ago, Mark, when we had founded American Right to Life here in Denver. Judy Brown was out, so many leaders. And I want to thank you. At the time, you had the domain AmericanRTL.org, AmericanRightToLife.com,
right.
.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you very graciously allowed us to have those. And so I want to thank you. Tens of thousands of people have gone to that site in the last 11 years to get tools for how to fight to protect kids. So thank you for that.
I was happy to give them to you. I had no use for them. I had just tied them up to keep the pro-aborts from getting them.
well, that was very wise.
I was just inventorying them. And when you guys, I think Judy called me and asked if y'all could have it, or someone called and asked if you could have it. So
just
or
awesome.
Wanted to sell it, and I just gave it to you.
Well, thank you. And very many, many search terms go to AmericanRTL.org as the number one Google ranked result for many of the various issues involved in the fight to protect children. You have a report just released, America's Carefully Hidden Sex Scandal. Mark, can we talk through that, your latest effort from Life Dynamics?
Yeah, we had discovered this many years ago as a problem that, and it's something that most people don't even think about that would ever happen. It would never occur to you to think this, but it is common for women to be raped or sexually assaulted when they seek abortions, going into abortion clinics. And I had written about this in a book I wrote called Lyme 5 back in the 90s.
Yeah.
It didn't get a lot of attention at that time, but we thought it was, a couple of years ago, we decided that it was probably the time now was right to revisit this issue because of things like the Me Too movement, and there's all this concern about what I call institutional sexual assault, where it's not just an individual one-on-one situation. It occurs in an institution. Most notably, of course, we've seen it publicized with the sexual abuse, the pedophile priest problem in the Catholic Church.
Right.
And then recently in the Southern Baptist Church, a similar situation. Mm. And so we thought that with all of this new attention being paid to institutional sexual assault, that it was the time to revisit this issue. Because I'll tell you right now, Bob, there's no business environment in America that a woman can walk into where she's more likely to be raped or sexually assaulted than an abortion clinic.
Mm.
We've proven it.
Mark, we hear about Hollywood, of course, which has been a cesspool of disrespect and mistreatment, sexual abuse, sexual crimes committed against women in Hollywood from men of power. But when we talk about percentages and the extent and the number of victims, the horror of strangers being sexually assaulted by people working in an industry, what you have covered, if it weren't for the fact that child killing is sacrosanct in America, this would be front page headlines on every newspaper and top of the hour news on every national broadcast.
You're absolutely right. And if people don't think that that's correct, let me just pose a hypothetical here. Let's just say that someone came out with a documentation like we've done, and we did document this with secular sources, as you know. I'm sure you've read the report. We documented it with police records, police reports, arrest records, lawsuits, guys going to prison, criminal complaints, and so forth. So we documented it securely. But let's say that, Bob, let me ask you this. Let's say someone came out with a report similar to ours, except the institution was not abortion clinics, but was crisis pregnancy centers. And let's say we had documentation that women were being raped when they were being serviced inside crisis pregnancy centers. It would be the front page news all over the country for months, if not years.
Yes, of course.
And you know that's true.
Of course.
Right. Anybody that says that's not true is either lying or not paying attention.
Yeah.
So, yes, there is a massive cover-up, and we have seen this. Just to give you a sample, Bob, we have sent a copy of this report. Actually, we sent it out before we released it to the public, to the Me Too movement. We also created a list of all the politicians in this country who have come out and openly supported the Me Too movement. We sent an email to every one of them, offering them a free pre-production copy of the report so they could look at it and, you know, make whatever comments they wanted to or do whatever they wanted to do about it. We have heard absolutely nothing from the Me Too movement. We sent this to over 60 of their politicians. Only one of their politicians even asked to see the report. We sent it to that person, and we've never heard back from them.
Well, Mark, just like powerful liberal white Democrats like Bill Clinton, who's allowed to sexually harass, sexually assault, and even rape his own supporters, and he was applauded throughout the last decades that this was obvious. It's only now that that demeanor is changing. But we took your information, related information, years ago to the Colorado State Attorney General's office and met with two of his prosecutors, and they did nothing with the powerful evidence, recorded evidence of systematic violation of Colorado's mandatory reporting of sex with minors. The governor in your state, you're in Denton, Texas, right? Greg Abbott, Mark, someone made a very large donation to us here in Denver to fight child killing. And we looked around the country, and the place we thought potentially it could have the greatest impact and momentum is with Jeremiah's Wish. I'm sure you know the boy dying of cancer. And Greg Abbott calls him and he asks him, will you fight to abolish abortion? You know, not regulate it, abolish abortion in Texas. The governor said, yes, I will. So we aired that. We did a wonderful interview with Rusty Thomas, Jeremiah's father, after Jeremiah passed away. And the day after we did that interview with Rusty, and I didn't want to discourage Rusty because we sent those funds down to Jeremiah's Wish to try to get more people to pressure the governor to fulfill his promise and at least try to abolish abortion. Well, the next day on the air, we did the show about Greg Abbott, and really, he's just been another Republican pro-life bureaucrat who sat for years with your information and did nothing, even though he had the authority in the state of Texas to do something. He did nothing.
Right.
So it's not only the Me Too movement, it's our own allegedly pro-life Republican politicians who've done nothing when the crimes committed in the abortion clinics should rock the foundation of our society.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, I've said it for many times. I've probably said it on your show because I've been on here with you many times. We've been stabbed in the back by the Republicans more often than we've been stabbed in the chest by the Democrats. And that's just a fact. And, you know, there's an old saying here we have in Texas, when all is said and done, more will be said than done. And that's the Republican Party. They come out and they tell us how pro-life they are, and they make all of these broad, sweeping commitments and so forth because they know they don't have to do them. But the minute you put them in a situation where you say, okay, if you're going to tell me that you can't do anything because of Roe versus Wade, all right, you're wrong, but I'm going to accept you at your word. But here is state law on the books in all 50 states that require adults, health care workers, who have reasonable suspicion of child sexual abuse, that they must report it, and it's not happening. Mm-hmm. We have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is never happening. And as you know from listening to those tapes back in that day, not only did these people not report, they would often help the victim conceal this from her parents and from the authorities to protect the person that was raping her.
Mm.
And we contacted every Planned Parenthood in America, plus every abortion clinic in America that wasn't a Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
We made over 800 calls. We recorded them all. You can still go on the our website and listen to them.
We brought the audio to the Attorney General's office here in Colorado, played a little bit for them. They smiled, shook our hands, and they said they had no authority to do anything. And so, Mark, we challenged them. They said they actually told Leslie Hanks, Joe Scott, and me that we had to investigate it. We're private citizens. They said we don't have. They said we're not able to investigate. We're not an investigative body. So we said, well, at least send a letter to all the county sheriffs saying this systematic violation of the law is occurring within the abortion mills of the state of Colorado. They, even though it's a Republican, conservative, alleged pro-lifer, they literally couldn't care less because it would hurt their career.
Absolutely. And this is the problem that we saw all over the country. It was not just Colorado or Texas. It's everywhere.
Well, Mark, I grew up in New Jersey. In New York State, you have a case. I don't know if you recall. You document so many cases. But Akiva Abraham, This is a case where a woman went to an abortion clinic in Clifton Park, New York. Could you describe what happened to this woman, Cassandra?
I don't have the case here in front of me, so I don't recall the particulars on that deal. But the thing that we need to understand here is that we found all of these cases that were actually adjudicated, that were actually put into the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
But for everyone that is, there's hundreds that aren't, if not thousands. And I'll give you an example. We had an abortionist in Arizona named Brian Finkel, and we had been in contact with some of his victims for years, and we couldn't get the Maricopa County District Attorney's Office to do anything about it because they said it was a he said, she said situation.
Mm.
Every time one of these women would come forward and say, he sexually assaulted or raped me. But eventually what happened was, some of Finkel's employees that had been covering for him, one for 17 years, finally came to him and said, we're not going to cover for you anymore. Well, he fired that employee because she wouldn't cover for him anymore, even though she'd been there 17 years.
Hmm.
But the next woman that came forward, other employees did come forward and said, yes, we were aware that Finkel had sexually assaulted this woman. So charges were filed. It got into the newspapers. Immediately, within hours after the thing hit the newspapers, 106 additional women came forward who had read that article in the newspaper and said, yes, he did the same thing to me.
Hmm.
Eventually, he was convicted on 22 counts of rape or sexual assault of patients, and he got 34 and a half years in prison, which is where he is as we speak.
Wow.
But the interesting thing is, I was in helping out with the sex crimes unit of the Phoenix Police Department. And the woman there told me, when this thing was over and he was sent off to prison, that their investigators estimated that Finkel had raped or sexually assaulted in excess of 1,000 women that had come to him for abortions.
Mm.
He did 20% of all the abortions in the state of Arizona for a 20-year period of time. So he was a high-volume abortion clinic.
Right.
And this pattern that we saw with Finkel is what we see with every one of these people.
Well, this abortionist that, and I'm not at all surprised that you can't remember one case, there's so many, but there was in Clifton Park, New York. The Times Union did a story on this in November 2011, and you give the reference to the court case, the State of New York Department of Health State Board. This abortionist not only raped this woman in the abortion clinic, later that day, he went to her apartment under the guise of a home visit to deliver pain medication, and he violently raped her there in her apartment.
Right. Yeah, I remember that case now. What he did was not unusual. We cover a lot of cases here. This was in Clifton Park, New York, that you're talking about.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of times when these guys would not only rape these women at the abortion clinics, but they would stalk them at home or go to their place of employment. One of the cases we relate in here, the woman had to actually call the police on this abortionist who kept showing up where she was working and trying to have additional sexual relationships with her. These people are totally... But what you have to understand, Bob, and I know you know this is true, The abortion industry does not attract the cream of the crop of the medical community.
Right, of course.
These are the scum, the washouts, the losers, the moral defectives of medicine. And even some people in the abortion industry will agree that that's the case, that that's what they get. When you put them in this situation where you have that kind of man, that kind of moral defective, the kind of man that can kill a baby can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
When you put him in total control over young females, most of whom cannot tell anybody where they are. They don't want people to know they were pregnant, or they don't want people to know they were sexually active, or they certainly don't want people to know they were having an abortion. And these guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bob, the analogy that I often make here is that these women in these abortion clinics are like the guy who goes to a prostitute and gets robbed. He can't tell anybody where he was robbed.
Yeah, what a great point, Mark. And when you say it attracts the worst of the worst, think of the film and the best-selling book, Kermit Gosnell, and the horrific behavior. Obviously, dismembering an unborn child is an atrocity.
Right.
And dismembering a number of children systematically, hundreds, thousands, it's a crime against humanity. But the filth, how disgusting, and the way he treated women, it's in even his own staff. It's beyond what you could imagine could occur in the Middle Ages, let alone in America in the 21st century.
And what people need to understand is we have all these cases that we've documented in the report that we've put out, and you can see it at lifedynamics.com/rape. If you go to our website, lifedynamics.com, or you guys may be posting it.
Yeah, we'll post the link, sure.
Okay. Some of these people are still working today. As you and I speak, it's not like these things all happened 20 years ago. Some of these people are still working at abortion clinics today, and we identify them in the report. But if you want to see the kind of people that work in these places, I don't know, Bob, if you've seen our interview we did with three women who worked at an abortion clinic in Houston.
Oh, I sure have, yes.
And people can go to YouTube, and if you just type in babies born alive daily, there's an interview up there that shows that the situation with Gosnell is not an outlier. This is what's going on in our country, and This guy is still out there.
Yeah. Mark, that video on YouTube it's approaching 900,000 views, should hit 1 million soon enough, and we'll embed that YouTube video on today's show summary at kgov.com. And
right.
By the way, if you allow me, Mark, a moment, I want to let our audience know that one of our dearest friends from Texas, not far from you, has just passed away today. Tom Healy, retired rancher, former U.S. Air Force Master Sergeant. He used to listen into the Russians stationed in Vietnam, Tripoli at the Pentagon, and he protected America's nuclear weapons when they had to be shipped around the country. What a guy, longtime friend of Bob and Yurt Live, powerful anti-abortion warrior, apologist, defending the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Tom passed away today, March 6th, 2019. And wow. Mark, you didn't know Tom, but he thoroughly appreciated your ministry and your work and would call me after you would be on the show with his great insights on how to continue to fight against the abortionist. So
you know how his Texans all stick together, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to miss Tom. And for people in the audience, kgov.com/TomHealey, Tom-H-E-A-L-E-Y. But okay, so to continue, Mark, your report that's out now, the Me Too movement, if it were not being hypocritical, this would be an explosive chapter for 2019 in exposing sexual assaults that are rampant throughout an entire industry.
That's right. But what you have to understand about things like the Me Too movement, they do not care about sexual assault or rape of women. They exploit those tragedies for their own political gain. And if anybody didn't believe that was true before, this proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Hmm. Because if this were anything other than their sacred cow, which is abortion, they'd be on this case, I promise you.
Oh, of course. Of course. And even the media.
Yep. Again, like I said, what if we came out and said this was going on at crisis pregnancy centers run by the pro-life movement?
Mm-hmm.
You and I wouldn't be able to walk the streets.
Exactly. Perhaps we could mention another case, Ron Vermani. We have talked about him in another context, but 2014. So these are not ancient history. So many of these cases are recent, but Vermani was arrested and charged with one count of second-degree rape and two counts of second-degree sexual offense, and he was an abortionist in Charlotte, North Carolina, and part of a chain, which was this a preferred women's health center, part of a chain of abortion clinics in Tennessee, Virginia, Georgia, Carolinas. And he had previously admitted to improper sexual contact with patients. It's just astounding that he could still be working as a medical provider, let alone working in this huge abortion chain.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, no, where else would this happen?
Right. What other industry? Right.
What other entity? What other environment?
Yeah.
With the Me Too movement and these liberal Democrats
look
the other way if it were happening.
Well, you mentioned the Roman Catholic Church here in Colorado. We've had our own battle to get the Denver Archdiocese to be honest with the families of one priest who molested so many children. And we've interviewed one of the victims and a couple others have committed suicide. And there was this intense cover-up that lasted for decades. And it now appears like the reason for the cover-up was because the bishops who should have been exposing it and dealing with it were themselves guilty in some ways. And so here you have the media, on top of the abortion industry itself being guilty, you have the media, at least with the priest molesting children, when the media get hold of it, they report it. Here you have the media as co-conspirators enabling abortionists to continue to sexually assault women.
Yep. And again, when you look at just one example, in the case of, I mentioned Brian Finkel, and he had raped, or according to the authorities there, he had raped or sexually assaulted in excess of 1,000 women. And you multiply that times the number that we've just documented here, and we only have the tip of the iceberg here. I mean, it is a fact. It is documented. There's no way to deny it. Thousands of women have been raped in American abortion clinics, raped or sexually assaulted in some other way.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, everybody just kind of just whistles past it. And says, oh, well, it's not me, and it's not my wife, and it's not my daughter. And if, you know, literally, Bob, you know what collateral damage is in a war situation.
Mm.
That's what these people, these liberals, these leftists, these Marxists, in the Democratic Party and the people like the Me Too movement, that's how they look upon these women that get raped in abortion clinics. They don't want them to get raped. It's just that this is what we have. This is the cost of doing business.
Right.
We have to, if we have to allow a few thousand women to get raped every year in abortion clinics and in order to keep the money flowing in, then that's what we do. They're collateral damage.
And this, one of the cases you document, Beverly Hills, California, this abortionist, Lawrence Reich, he, in 2006, he was convicted of sexually assaulting two patients. That wasn't the beginning of his sexual assaults. 2002, he pleaded no contest to sexually assaulting two patients. These accounts, you know, the LA Times will write up something about it. You cite the court cases, but and with him, it goes back years. And in fact, it's horrific, the things that are known that he's done to women in his abortion mill for a couple decades, 3 decades now. When the media does report, and we see this in the battle regarding issues like Darwinism and the Big Bang, when the media reports a problem with their story, their canonical story, they pretend like it's the only problem. This is it. Like, look what happened. This is a rare phenomenon. An abortionist did. They won't even say that. They just report it as though it were the only instance in the history of mankind.
Well, we encountered that problem consistently, but I'll tell you what the bigger problem we had was, Bob, in researching this, is the media would generally not cover these stories at all. But when they did, they went out of their way to make sure they didn't identify them as abortionists or didn't identify them as having worked at a Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
They would just say a local physician or a local doctor or a local OBGYN, never mentioning that he was an abortionist, worked at Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And we had some really high-profile cases like that that we cite in this report, where they just totally ignored that.
Yeah. These are patterns, Mark. Like, whenever in the media there's been a sexual assault of a boy, a young boy, if the report leaves out the gender of the person committing the crime, it's always a man.
Right.
Always. It's always a man, because it'd be too unnatural to leave out the gender unless they were covering up for the homosexual rape of boys. And so the same thing, I understand your point. They wouldn't even let their readers know that this happened at an abortion mill.
Or at a Planned Parenthood, and we cited several cases, one real high-profile one, where they did an extensive investigation of this particular abortionist. He worked at two different Planned Parenthoods, and they never mentioned it, and he was a practicing abortionist when he was finally caught, and they never mentioned that. So it makes it very difficult if you're doing research. You would think, well, okay, with Google and with all the other internet availability, all you got to do is pop in sexual assault or rape and abortion, and these are all going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
But they never do, because they never put that in the report that goes out into the public.
Wow,
the media covers up for the abortion law.
What a great point. There's our closing music. Mark Crutcher, what an honor to have you back on. Thank you for your years of friendship also, Mark, and the battle to protect children.
Well, thank you, Bob, and call me anytime, sir.
Okay, will do. So, Mark Crutcher, Life Dynamics. This is Bob Enyart. May God bless you.